Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Shops are openly selling e-scooters that can reach 80 kilometres an hour, according to an Irish Independent investigation today. The Indo contacted several sales reps who recommended top models for commuting with speeds of 80 kilometres an hour, up to 80 kilometres an hour, when the legal top speed, of course, for an e-scooter on a road is 20 kilometres an hour. For more on this, we're joined by Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ger, your colleague Sarah O'Mahony, really interesting piece in the Independent today. It's clear if you want a scooter that'll go more than 20 kilometres an hour, not difficult to get your hands on one.
Absolutely not, Shane. I mean, one of the most damning stats from that piece this morning is that 99% of scooters on Irish roads are illegal. So clearly there's a very large gap between what's legal and what's available on the market. And that would suggest that the current regulations need to be reviewed to ensure that they're both, I suppose, enforceable and that they reflect real world usage.
So what does that mean? I mean, are you suggesting the 20 kilometres an hour speed limit is unrealistic in the real world?
Yeah, I think what we see is a different use of e-scooters now than maybe was first envisaged. They're not just simply kind of city centre usage. You see them and outside of urban areas, and they obviously are covering longer distances and they want something more powerful. So maybe we need to look at a tiered approach where we leave the current restrictions for sort of the over 16s up to 18 or something and allow for high speed e-scooters, but treat them in law as e-mopeds. And that would mean that they would need a licence, they would need insurance, a health. They couldn't be used on footpaths or cycle lanes. They could only be used on public roads. So maybe that's what we need to look at. But again, look, everything in terms comes down to regulations, and regulations only work if there's enforcement and consumer buy-in. And clearly there isn't enough of either at the moment.
No, and I think the problem is the law that's there is not being enforced. And we were talking about it in the office here, and we heard stories of kids being dropped to school by parents, two of them on the e-scooter, which obviously you're not allowed. You mentioned being on footpaths. I mean, you regularly see e-scooters on footpaths.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, they're not being enforced. But I think one of the biggest issues, Shane, was how long it took to regulate e-scooters. By the time the regulations came in, and remember, they only came in of May of last year, and we've had e-scooters on the roads for a very long time. You had a proliferation of illegal scooters. You had very much ambiguity by parents in terms of, you know, whether kids should be on them. Retailers turned a blind eye. I remember speaking to a retailer before the regulations came in, and they weren't even aware of the fact that high-speed e-scooters were not going to be catered for when the law did come in. I mean, so I think that was the biggest problem.
I know the point you're making about being realistic, but I mean, allowing people to go 50 kilometres and more on a scooter, I mean, if you talk to all the medical experts, they're saying that's hugely dangerous. If you're in a collision when you're on a scooter at that speed, it is hugely, hugely dangerous.
It is, because they're not mandated to wear helmets. And that's one of the biggest problems at the moment. And they're sharing cycle lanes and they're sharing footpaths with pedestrians and all sorts. But what I'm saying is, if you categorise them as e-mopeds and you treat them like that, which is basically like motorbikes, and you get health and safety equipment, proper helmets, proper safety gear, the whole lot, then you have some provision for it. But you can't currently, with the regulations we have, allow retailers to turn a blind eye and allow consumers to walk out the door, chip these e-scooters and then go up to those speeds. That cannot continue. But we do need to be realistic about what people want from them.
Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.